So we're going to use an example of humans to help us understand how these seven levels of organization actually work. So humans have the scientific name of Homo sapiens, which uses this binomial nomenclature system. So Homo is the genus that humans belong to, and sapiens is the species that describes humans. So let's start at the top level. So as we said, kingdom is the top level of the seven levels of organization, and it is the most general and will contain the most number of species that fall under a kingdom. So in the chart on this page, we have on the left in the table, we have the seven levels of organization. In the middle column is the taxon name. So this is what specific group that taxon describes. And the third column describes the key features. So these are the similar features that all species in that group will contain. So starting from the top, humans belong to the kingdom Animalia. And all species in this kingdom are organisms that can move from one place to another. Going down to the next level of organization, the phylum level. So humans belong to the phylum Chordata. And these are all species that have a notochord at some point in their life cycle. And the notochord is a structural feature that helps organize the body along a specific axis. Going down to the next level, the class level. So humans belong to the mammalia class. As you should know, humans are mammals. So these are all species that have glands, such as milk and sweat glands, and hair. Continuing to go down, we go down to the order level. So humans belong to the Primata order, and these are species which have the key features of five fingers and opposable thumbs. So monkeys belong to this order as well. They have these same characteristics. Continuing to go down to the family level, humans belong to the Hominidae family, and these are all species which have a large brain case to house the brain in. Continuing to go down to the genus level, humans belong to the Homo genus, and these are organisms which are bipedal, so it means they walk on 2 feet. They use tools in their everyday life, and they've developed some sort of language to communicate with. And finally, going down to the species level, so all humans are part of this single species, which has the name sapiens, and the key features are a common brain size as well as some common dental features. So hopefully this helps explain a little further how these classification tables work, how the seven levels of organization to classify living organisms can be applied. And as an exercise, you may want to look at this table and go from the bottom to the top to help you see how, as you go from a more specific level of organization, as you go up, the features become more and more general until you get to the very top, which is the animal kingdom. So this includes all organisms that can simply move from one place to another.